Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Derbyshire. Here's the headline. Derbyshire is one of the most internationally exposed manufacturing economies in England. Anchored on a single Tier 1 city, Derby, and supported by a long tail of small Peak District and M1 corridor market towns. The auction tape is thin but directional. The lender panel is deep on Derby Industrial and tighter on Peak District heritage stock. And the structural story is aerospace, rail and automotive. Let me set the scene. Derbyshire sits in the East Midlands, between Nottinghamshire to the east, Staffordshire to the southwest, and South Yorkshire to the north. Three structural features shape the geography. The M1 motorway runs north-south down the eastern edge of the county and links Derby and Chesterfield directly into the East Midlands logistics belt. The Peak District National Park covers roughly a quarter of the county's land area and imposes a heightened planning regime on Buxton, Matlock, Glossop and the rural belt between them. And the historic Derwent Valley mill towns, Belper, Matlock Bath, Wirksworth, sit inside a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The occupier base is unusually distinctive. Derby is the engine. Rolls-Royce Civil Aerospace Headquarters. Toyota's Burniston Car Assembly Plant. The Alstom Rail Engineering Complex. The University of Derby and the Royal Derby Hospital. Chesterfield is the second pole. A Sheffield commuter and retail services centre with M1 Junction 29 access. And the Peak District market towns each have their own character. Buxton is a Georgian spa town. Matlock is the Derbyshire Dales District Council seat. Glossop is a Manchester commuter town on the western edge of the National Park. And Belper anchors the Derwent Valley mill conversion belt. Why should an investor care? Because that mix of aerospace, rail, automotive, university and hospital occupiers in Derby, combined with a long tail of heritage-led conservation area stock in the Dales, produces a barbell market. Institutional debt at one end, value add and conversion finance at the other. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, captured 4,589 commercial-leaning transactions across the nine principal Derbyshire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside roughly 23,000 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. The shape of that book is steeper than most metropolitan counties. Derby alone accounts for just over 45% of the commercial flow. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Derby. Derby is the only Tier 1 market in the county and the dominant commercial centre by a wide margin. 2,071 recorded transactions over the rolling 5 years. Median commercial leaning price, around £175,000, which sits below several of the smaller Peak District towns because the Derby tape is dominated by special purpose company acquired terraced and semi-detached residential investment in the wider city catchment. The owner-occupier book is roughly 8,800 trades at a residential median around £240,000. Office activity is the cleanest commercial signal. 324 keyword-matched office transactions in Derby alone, well over four-fifths of the countywide office tape. Four acuitous lots have surfaced in the city across recent catalogues, and they're worth walking through. A small mixed-use lot at 5 St James Street sold prior to auction. A small special-purpose company-style residential investment at 4 Ascot Drive in Allenton sold post-auction. And the two big discretionary retail lots. 24-25 Cornmarket in the city core and 59-61 St Peter's Street were both withdrawn. That's a clear signal. High street retail in the Derby city core is being repriced rather than absorbed at headline guides. Second, Chesterfield. Chesterfield records 1,105 commercial-leaning transactions at a median around £147,000. The town functions principally as a Sheffield commuter and retail services centre, with M1 Junction 29 access feeding traffic into the wider South Yorkshire catchment. Sector mix is tilted towards retail agricultural, and office. Three Accuatus lots tell the story. Beatwell House on Beatwell Street, that's the prime town centre office lot. Witting Valley Industrial Estate at Old Whittington, multi-let secondary industrial, sold prior to its scheduled auction. And 2 Thanet Street in Claycross, the only Derbyshire lot in the bundle that actually cleared under the hammer with a recorded sold price, went for £44,000. That's a small ticket secondary print, but it confirms a functioning auction market for sub-£100,000 Derbyshire retail and mixed-use stock. Third, Swadlincote. Swadlincote sits at the southern tip of the county on the Staffordshire border with 331 commercial transactions at a median around £170,000. Sector mix is diversified. Retail, small industrial, and the usual special purpose company residential investment type. No Accuatus lots in the bundle, but the transaction depth is enough to support active mid-market lender competition. Worth a quick word on the Peak District Trio 2. Buxton, 138 transactions, but the highest commercial-leaning median in the county at £250,000, reflecting a hospitality-weighted profile inside the national park. The single Accuatus lot, Unit 21 at Harper Hill Industrial Estate, was withdrawn prior to auction, which underlines the secondary industrial pricing pressure on stock outside the prime M1 corridor. Matlock, 154 transactions at £248,000, is the most diversified small-town commercial profile in the county. And Belper, 151 transactions at £210,000, anchors the Derwent Valley Mill conversion belt with a strong heritage-led mixed-use and office type. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. Derbyshire's auction-cleared dataset is thinner than the county's transaction depth would suggest. 8 Accuatus lots matched to the county across recent catalogues. 4 in Derby, 3 in Chesterfield, 1 in Buxton. Of those 8, only 1, the Claycross retail lot at £44,000, cleared under the hammer with a recorded sold price. 3 sold prior to auction, 3 were withdrawn prior or post, and the rest have no full price and rent record from which a clean net initial yield can be calculated. So the series gives us direction, but not a clean yield distribution. What the series does confirm is the bifurcation between Derby's institutional core and the rest of the county's secondary tape. Reading across the wider regional commentary published by Savills, Knight Frank and CBRE through the first quarter of this year, East Midlands secondary commercial product trades roughly 100 to 200 basis points wider than equivalent Manchester or Leeds products. For commercial mortgage purposes, Derby long-let income is broadly underwritten in line with the wider East Midlands regional benchmark. Chesterfield and the Peak District market towns sit a further 75 to 150 basis points wider than Derby, reflecting both the secondary risk premium and the listed asset conservation area capex profile of much of the regional stock. Which brings us to lender appetite. The lender landscape across Derbyshire is anchored on Derby, High Street Banks, Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander all maintain regional teams covering the East Midlands. They target prime Derby city centre office, industrial and well-let mixed-use stock, with particular interest in the Rolls-Royce, Toyota and Alstom occupier corridors. Lloyds and NatWest are typically the most competitive on senior debt for sponsors with track record. Chesterfield, Long Eaton and the wider M1 corridor towns get full coverage through the same regional relationship teams. Challenger banks dominate the £1 million to £15 million special purpose company mid-market, exactly the segment where the bulk of those 4,500 countywide transactions actually sit. Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oak North, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties are all active on commercial investment, semi-commercial and small-ticket development. Specialist short-term and development lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance, with particular activity around the Derwent Valley Mill conversion belt and the Peak District hospitality and conversion pipeline. What to be cautious about? 4 buckets. First, Peak District National Park planning friction. Roughly a quarter of the county's land area sits within the park, with significant additional conservation area coverage in Buxton, Matlock, Belper, and Worksworth. Lenders price that into both loan-to-value, or LTV, and pricing on Peak District stock. Second, single-occupier industrial concentration in Derby. The Rolls-Royce, Toyota and Alstom base is internationally significant, but cyclically exposed to aerospace, automotive and rail capital expenditure cycles. Lenders increasingly stress test sponsor cases against tenant concentration in the city's industrial fringe. Third, two-speed retail demand. As the four Derby Acuita slots demonstrate, secondary retail outside the prime core is being repriced rather than absorbed at headline levels. And fourth, mill heritage remediation risk. The Derwent Valley World Heritage Site stock that defines significant parts of Belper and the wider corridor carries higher contamination, structural and listed consent risk than modern stock. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Derbyshire Commercial Property Finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity. HM Land Registry transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The 8-lot Acuitas dataset confirms a functioning but thin auction market that is repricing rather than absorbing secondary product across both Derby and Chesterfield. Prime Derby industrial and Grade A office yields are unlikely to compress materially without a clearer rate cycle pivot. Secondary yields across Chesterfield, the Peak District market towns and the M1 corridor smaller centres have already absorbed most of the repricing seen in 2023 and 2024. What to watch? Industrial occupier health in Derby as the aerospace, automotive and rail capital expenditure cycles play out. Peak District tourism and hospitality demand in Buxton and Matlock. The Derwent Valley Mill conversion pipeline across Belper and the wider conservation area belt as lender appetite for heritage repurposing schemes evolves. And the special purpose company residential investment market across the wider Derby and Chesterfield catchments, where commercial mortgage demand has been remarkably stable through the cycle. The single biggest swing factor is occupier capital expenditure in Derby's aerospace, automotive and rail base. When those cycles run in the city's favour, the whole county's industrial story tightens with them. When they don't, the market widens out. Lender competition for quality income remains active across the county, which keeps borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Derbyshire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.